You're listening to Mornings with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
I know there's been a lot of chatter about an incident that occurred at one of the Bottle Depot locations. This is the one 3900 block of Quadra Street where a robbery occurred, and police are obviously investigating and trying to find out more details. I wanted to check in with Darcy Hipwell. Darcy is president of the Bottle Depot and has been serving our community so proudly for a number of years. And I want to say good morning to you, first of all. How are you?
Well, under the circumstances, we're all doing very well. The employees have handled it incredibly well, and they're just a fantastic group of people that we've been able to get on staff, and they're all handling it very well. They're very, very supportive of each other, and this has even come through more now.
And I know police are still gathering up some details as to what happened, but, I mean, the stories we're hearing about your staff on scene at the time on Wednesday late afternoon sounds very heroic.
Absolutely. They did all the right things. You know, they gave up any of the monies that they had. One guy got outside and got a call to the 911. The police showed up very fast. They deterred them from taking a car that they drove up in, so the police do have that for fingerprints or evidence or whatever, so they took off without even getting their car. But, you know, it's all the support that they've had from the other fellow employees that it's just unbelievable how everybody's come together to try to help them out and support them. And, you know, just it's almost like a brotherly support or a fraternal organization that they have. It's very family oriented. When they get into work, they're incredibly good about their sharing and giving to each other. They step up for each other all the time during the day. We have an incredible workforce, and we're so proud of them. And it's just very unfortunate they have to deal with these circumstances that are, I guess it's not unique to our area. It's all over. It seems to be people are so volatile and upset, and I don't know what it is, but our employees deal with, a lot of incredibly good people, but there's some bad characters out there that we are forced to deal with also.
And that's the part of the story. Like, when I first heard this, I had an emotional reaction because I knew the type of place that you have in the Bottle Depot, the type of employees that you get, how you treat them. Like, I know, for example, like, during the pandemic, no layoffs, everybody stayed in their places. That was a great thing. I mean, the other thing that a lot of people know, Darcy, and maybe some people don't, about the, and I can say this, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that the Bottle Depot has donated to local charities with those charity bins, Santa's Anonymous, Tour to Rock, the list goes on. And when something like this happens, it's just like, man, like, what's going on in our world, in our society, when that happens to somebody that gives so much and so proudly to our community?
Well, I think it started with you and Santa's Anonymous, Christine Hewitt. We started donating, I don't know, it would be 20 years ago, Al, and it's growing and growing and growing. And, you know, I think last year we donated over $136,000 to the different charities that we donate to each month. You know, I think Santa's Anonymous, we donate for 3 months and cost for camps for 2 months, but we do the Boy Scouts and Camp Menard, we do Our Place, we do United Way, we do so many good charities that are, you know, they know how to spend the money, and they get it out to the members of the community that need it. And we're very proud of that, and the employees are extremely proud of that. They do all the sorting for all that, and, you know, when we give 100% of the value of the containers, the company takes nothing, the employees take nothing. It's incredible that they're all so supportive and very proud of what they all do.
Yeah. Talking to Darcy Hepwell, who is president of the Bottle Depot, as we talk about this police incident. And obviously, we'll let Saanich Police continue their investigation and hopefully an arrest soon. We know we got some great video of what took place and, you know, the terrible thing that took place. So we'll let them do their jobs. Other than, we just wanted to salute those, including you, Darcy, and all your employees at the Bottle Depot. And we just encourage people to continue to support, because you've been givers to this community for a long period of time, and just everything about what you do is just, you know, you don't make a big deal about it, but I know it's huge in our community, and we just wanted to salute you with our shout-out today on Shout-Out Friday, Darcy.
Well, that's very much appreciated, Val, and the support that we've got from the community. You know, we've been in business at that location for 27 years. The Borden family has been incredibly supportive of us, and they were one of the first families to reach out to us and, you know, what can we do to help? And we've received so much of that response. It's incredible. We're just very flattered by it all.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Obviously, saluting your great employees, and we'll obviously stay in touch, and hopefully an arrest with something like this, and hopefully it just never, ever happens again. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, I appreciate your time very much, y'all. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Darcy, take care.
Okay, bye now.
Darcy Hipwell, president of the Bottle Depot. That's our community. Things like that happen. But we can rally around the good people like Darcy and everybody at the Bottle Depot and support them because they give back in such a profound way. So think about that today. I've got the charity bins for the Cops for Cancer Tour to Rock this week. They give back to Santa's Anonymous and so many different charities, so why not continue to support them and thank them for what they do.